After extensive interviews and testing of the prospective parents, the study really got off the ground in the newborn nursery, where researchers observed the newborns and interviewed the nurses caring for them. They then made home visits 7 and 10 days after birth. Before the children entered first grade, they and their parents were carefully assessed, a total of 15 times. After that, the children were interviewed and tested at regular intervals until age 28, with continuing input from mothers and teachers. Shroff and his colleagues found that quality of care and biological factors were closely interwoven. It is fascinating to see how the Minnesota results echo, though with far greater complexity, what Stephen Somi found in his primate laboratory. Nothing was written in stone. Neither the mother's personality, nor the infant's neurological anomalies at birth, nor its IQ, nor its temperament, including its activity level and reactivity to stress, predicted whether a child would develop serious behavioral problems in adolescence. The key issue, rather, was the nature of the parent-child relationship, how parents felt about and interacted with their kids. As with Somi's monkeys, the combination of vulnerable infants and inflexible caregivers made for clingy, uptight kids. Insensitive, pushy, and intrusive behavior on the part of the parents at 6 months predicted hyperactivity and attention problems in kindergarten and beyond. Focusing on many facets of development, particularly relationships with caregivers, teachers, and peers, Shroff and his colleagues found that caregivers not only help keep arousal within manageable bounds, but also help infants develop their own ability to regulate their arousal. Children who are regularly pushed over the edge into over-arousal and disorganization did not develop proper attunement of their inhibitory and excitatory brain systems and grew up expecting that they would lose control if something upsetting happened. This was a vulnerable population, and by late adolescence, half of them had diagnosable mental health problems. There were clear patterns. The children who received consistent caregiving became well-regulated kids, while erratic caregiving produced kids who were chronically, physiologically aroused. The children of unpredictable parents often clamored for attention and became intensely frustrated in the face of small challenges. Their persistent arousal made them chronically anxious. Constantly looking for reassurance got in the way of playing and exploration, and as a result, they grew up chronically nervous and non-adventurous.